Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He is concerned about you. He is concerned about you.
Amen.
He wants to change your life. Take you off the broad way. Place you on the straight and narrow way. Because Jesus come to save men and women, boys and girls from sin. Praise God. The Lord has blessed Missionary Vell and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. We are here on radio spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to jails and prisons. Amen. Around the world, praise God, and praise the Lord. We began a brand new message here on the broadcast talking about the second coming of Christ. We're going to continue the message on today, the teaching. So call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the continuation of the message. Those of you that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune into today's broadcast. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. Now, as we talked about, people are so fascinated with this world. Man can do some marvelous things in our cities, in the United States, and our, amen, buildings across the world. I'm telling you, praise God, London, England, all of that, amen, Big Ben Tower over there in London, England. Yes. Amen. The Eiffel Tower in France, in Paris, France. In the United States, you got buildings such as, the Empire State Building in New York City. Amen. The Sears Tower in Chicago. Man could do some fabulous things. The Golden Gate Bridge in, California. Man could do some marvelous things. But Jesus said, in St. Matthew, the 24th chapter, there's going to come a time when it won't be one stone upon another. Let you know this stuff going to soon fade away. People spend their life in drinking alcohol, getting drunk, smoking, different types of, drugs. Amen. All that's going to soon pass away. It's only for a season. But I want to let you know, it's time to get our soul right with God. It's time to be saved. It's good to get education. It's good to go to school. It's good to be able to work and do. Praise God. But I'm telling you, it's time to get your soul ready to meet Jesus. Because eternity is forever. Whereas this world is only for a season. Yes. And that time soon fade away. Yeah, your bachelor's degree only helps you while you're here on this earth. Master's degree, PhD, you name it. It only helps you while you're here on this earth. But when you leave this world, a bachelor's degree or a college degree, PhD, whatever, cannot help you. You need salvation through the blood of Jesus to help you when you leave this world. Amen. People celebrate life here on earth. But what good is to celebrate natural life and don't have Jesus? What good is to talk about somebody's accomplishments on this earth when it's all natural and they not did anything preparing for eternity for their soul? But Jesus come to get you ready to meet the Lord. And that's the most important thing. Above everything. Because we cannot go to heaven on natural things. Yes, Jesus come to bring the spiritual. It's time to get spiritual. Amen. It's nice to feed the hungry. It's nice to clothe the naked. It's nice to, amen, take in the stranger like Jesus commanded. But in order to make it to heaven, you must be born again, washed in the blood of the Lamb, sanctified holy, delivered from your sin, baptized and filled with the precious Holy Ghost and fire in order to make it to the kingdom of God. Amen. Because only those with the pure heart shall make it to heaven. You cannot go to heaven just on good works. And people need to understand, know that. People can celebrate all they want to. But if you don't have what Jesus brought here, salvation in your soul, people can say you in heaven because of good works. But in reality, you are like the rich man lifting up your eyes, burning in hell. Because you don't have the life that Christ brought here. That's why it's very important to be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Be sanctified holy. Amen. It's not enough to join a church. It's not enough to shake a preacher's hand. It's not enough to say, I'm a Christian. But do you have it on the inside where you can live this life? Amen. Because the Lord wants people to live right. Live holy. Live free from sin. That's what he wants. Amen. Missionary Velvet, let's go to, amen, St. Matthew 24. And pick up at verse number, amen, 3.
And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the signs of thy coming, and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you.
Amen. And we need to pay attention, because people are talking these things, talking about the end of the world, talking about the rapture. They talk about that. But Jesus clearly tell us, take heed, no man deceive you. Don't let people fool you. Jesus is going to tell you the truth. Let you know. It's time to get your soul right. It's time to stop playing church. It's time to get it on the inside. So you'll be ready when Jesus comes. Salvation is the most important thing. Amen. You cannot go to heaven substituting salvation on good moral living. That's not enough. Because God wants your heart to be pure. In order to have a pure heart, you must be born again, washed in the blood of the Lamb. Your name got to be written in the book of life. In order for your name to be signed down in blood, you must be sanctified through the blood. And Satan knows that. That's why he don't want people to be sanctified through the blood. So that your name won't be written in the book of life. And if your name is not signed in the book of life, how are you going to get into heaven? That's why, people, we need to work our salvation out. Stop trying to go to heaven your way. Because this is not Burger King. You can't have it your way. You got to do it God's way. Amen. And Jesus said in St. John 14 and 6, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. No man come to the Father but by me.
Amen.
You must go through Jesus to get to God. That's why I'm a Jesus man. I lift up Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Take heed that no man fool you. Because the devil wants to fool you. I'm telling you. Have you worshiping, amen, statues. Amen. Worshiping the Virgin Mary. The Virgin Mary cannot help you. Mary was up there with the disciples in the upper room. To receive the Holy Ghost with the 120. So she cannot help you. But Jesus, he's the one that can help you. That's the reason why I preach Jesus. Amen. Because Jesus is the way. Amen. I'm telling you, praise God. Amen. So we need to get Jesus in our soul. Some people want to argue about his complexion. Amen. The devil will have you arguing over things that don't matter. Amen. But Jesus' blood is what you need that will wash you and clean you up and make you a whiter than snow. Amen. You cannot go to heaven arguing over his complexion. I'm telling you, praise God. Amen. We're going to pick up on another broadcast. Amen. Because it's time to get ready to meet the Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful message. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that are sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, the coronavirus. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Touch these prisoners. Let them know it's time for a change. Lord, you can change their lives. Lord, touch the people out there in the free world. Let them know, Jesus, you can change their lives. And they won't be the same anymore. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up, say, thank you, Jesus. Just give the Lord the praise and take time and write me. Tell me about your blessing, your change, so I can rejoice with you. Here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise him. The song said, fix me, Jesus, fix me. Wiser in this world. Fix me, Jesus, fix me. Wiser in this world. And if you honestly say that in from your heart, the Lord will do that. He will save you so you can be ready to go with him when he comes. As the message of Ella Holmes is telling us, we got to be ready when he comes. Those that are behind prison bars, Ella Holmes and I love you. Like I often say, the song say, if Jesus says if he has to reach way down, he can pick you up. There is nothing too hard for my God to do. He can set you free. Those in the free world, pray for us as we pray for you, and God has a plan for you too, that you can be free in Jesus Christ. Remember that God, Jesus loved with the everlasting love, and we do too. As I often say, I never get tired of reminding all of us, the power of God is just the same today. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter what we think or say or feel, whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. He is a God that will not and cannot lie. He can set you free. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Vera and myself. The Lord will open up doors. We can go into more jails and prisons to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. And to those you that are incarcerated, can write our ministry for Bibles, other life-changing material. All material to prisons are free. Spanish-speaking inmates write for Spanish material. Call Jesus Love, the Spanish-speaking people. Amen. Those in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed with the many activities on our website, the Heaven Bound Train website. Amen. Shoot us a message. Praise God. Be glad to hear from you. Amen. Those you like to give your gifts of support can do so through our PayPal button. Large or small is greatly appreciated. Today's broadcast, this chapter, William Holmes, along with my one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.